Tuesday, 11th of November, Yud Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Shmuley Mariah, Godol Hachnot, Ochim Mikabolat Pnei Hashkenot.
Chazal tell us that from this week's parasha, we learn the Musig of Godol Hachnot, Ochim Mikabolat Pnei Hashkenot. The fact that Avraham Avinu, who was in the middle of Kaviyochel, Chafik HaShemuz, the Rebbein Shleilam, Avraham Avinu would be Mekabal Pnei Hashkenot, and then he left, and he went to be Mekabal Orchim, who he thought were Orchim, Godel Achnosos Orchim Mekabalas Pnei Hashkenot. Agav, I once heard, how do we know Godel Achnosos Mekabalas Pnei Hashkenot? Perhaps the Rebbein Shleilam is finished already. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there's still kind of, there's still what to talk about. Perhaps the Shia is finished with the Rebbein Shleilam, perhaps it was all over. So I heard once, there's a halacha, that if a person is at one mitzvah, and he's finished that mitzvah, and he's going to another mitzvah, what does he do? When a person leaves a mitzvah, the person has to walk, he mustn't run. A person's leaving shul, he has to walk, he's not allowed to run. If a person's going to a mitzvah, he has to run. If a person's going towards a shia, he has to run, walk as fast as he can towards the shia. Zizim, if he's going to shul, to go to a shia, what does he do? Does he walk because he's leaving shul, or does he run because he's going to the shia? So the halacha is that if the first mitzvah is greater than the second mitzvah, then he walks. If the second mitzvah is greater, then he runs. And if they're the same, he walks the first half and he runs the second half. Great, impossible. By Oretz Likrosam Mi Pesach HaOil. Rav Avraham Avinu started running already, Mi Pesach HaOil. The minute he finished the shir by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started running straight away. So from there you can see that the second mitzvah that he was going to be Mekayim, the Achmas HaSorachim, is Godol Mikabolas Pnei HaShchina. But the question is, what is the mitzvah of Achmas HaSorachim? It's a mitzvah. What mitzvah is it? So everybody will say, the mitzvah of Chesed. And what's the Makar? Where do you know the mitzvah of Chesed? V'yohavta l'orecha kamoicha. And as I said, you look at it in the Rambam and the different Sefer mitzvahs, they all tell us that a person is mechuyav, a person is obliged to do chesed with other people because of the mitzvah of the hafta l're'acha kamoicha. But there's another makar for chesed. There's another makar of chesed which is brought in the Gemara and in other Sefer and then the other moinah mitzvah, the smack, brings it down, as well as it brings down the mitzvah of a hafta l're'acha kamoicha, they bring another pasuk as well, in a different place. V'halachta bedrocha. A person is mechuyav to imitate the ways of the Rebbein Shleilam. A person is mechuyav to go in the ways of the Rebbein Shleilam. A person is mechuyav to be mizbeinah how the Rebbein Shleilam acts, and according to that, better himself and act in the same way. Ma'hu rachum afata rachum, ma'hu chanun af ato chanun, ma'hu goymel chesed af ato goymel chesed. A person is mechuyav to be a goymel chasodim. A person is mechuyav to do tevus to another person. A person is mechuyav to look after other people. Mitzvah the mitzvah of alachta bedrachal. Why do we need two mitzvahs? V'hafta l'recha kovecha mitzad echad and v'halachta bedrachal. Imitate the ways of the Rebbein Shleilam and the other way. The basic mitzvah of chesed, which we imagine, which we think about as chesed, is if we see somebody is lacking something. Somebody needs something. Somebody is in need of something which I have got the possibility of giving to him. That is what we imagine as mitzvah chesed. And truly so. That is the elementary darga of chesed. Somebody is hungry and he needs food and I've got the possibility of giving him the food. I've got the possibility of arranging for him the food. That's chesed. That's after l'recha kamoicha. Somebody needs money and I can help him. That's chesed. Somebody needs help walking and I've got the possibility of helping. That's the basic darga of chesed of the hafta l'recha kamoicha. But there is another darga of chesed. There is another darga which a person can come to a mitzvah chesed. Olam chesed yibone. The Rebbein Shleilam created the world for one tachlis, for the mitzvah, for chesed. Olam chesed yibone. He created the world to be able to do chesed. What's the chesed that the Rebbein Shleilam did when he created the world? Mechal kerchaim bechesed. He sustains the whole world with chesed. That everybody's got what to eat, that everybody's got what to live, that everybody's tzrochim are fulfilled according to how they needed, is a constant chesed. V'alkulam, the chesed, shukulay toiv, the chesed of Eidom Habo, the Rebbein Shleilam gave people a chance to be able to do ma'asim tovim, to be able to do mitzvahs, and to get their reward in Olam Haba, the greatest chesed that's possible. But the question that arises is, who asked you to do such a thing? Don't create a world, there'll be nobody around, nobody will need chesed. Who asked the Rabbeinu Shlomo to create a world that the people should need chesed? Don't create the world, there won't be any bui, there won't be any creation, there won't be any people who need chesed b'chlal. That's chesed. Chesed is there's somebody around who needs help, so I'm there to help him. But there's nobody around to meet help, to make somebody in a matzah that he should need help. That's considered chesed. Where's the chesed here in the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world? He made a matzah, he created a matzias, he created such a thing that there is a world that people need to be sustained, people need to be fed, people need to live, and he created such a matzias that people could do mitzvahs, and because of that he created such a matzias that a person can go to Olam Haba, and that the Shoma can be benefit from the good of Olam Haba. Don't create the whole system and forget it. And there'll be no chesed, nobody will need chesed b'chal. The Rabbeinu Shlomo showed us, with the creation of the world, a complete new darag of chesed. A darag of chesed called ahavas chesed. A person can become a natural, have a natural cheshek, a natural yearning to want to do chesed. Nothing to do with the fact that there is somebody out there who needs chesed. Nothing to do with the fact that somebody out there is, I've got the possibility of helping him and be mashlim him and giving to him what he's lacking. But the fact that I've got a natural yearning to do chesed. The Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world to show us a new middle chesed, a new dimension in chesed, an idea that a person mitzad atzmoi should become a baal chesed. His whole matzias, his whole yearning is constantly wanting to do chesed. Chaim Shmulevitz once said, Rav Shiva de Meir once said, said in Yiddish, ich versteinisch de glick von jenem Welt, als dorten kenne ich nicht ton ative zu atzweite. He says, I can't understand what's so good in Olam Haba if there I can't do any favors to somebody else. In Olam Haba, people need favors. Everybody's being looked after. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz came to a darga of Oyev Chesed. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, that's why he was an Oyev Chesed. He had a natural yearning to want to do Chesed. He said, how can Olam Haba be a geshmaka place? How can Olam Haba be such a good place if there I haven't got the chance to be able to do Chesed to other people? That's a darga of Oyev Chesed. That's a darga of Ahavas Chesed. The Rabbeinu Shlomo creating the world and creating a matzav that he's got the possibility and the chance to do chesed. Creating a matzav which obliges him constantly to sustain the world, Machalka Chaim Bechesed, and all the rest of the chesed in the world, showed us this darga, the darga of being an oyhev chesed. Not the chesed which begins and which is initiated by the fact that there's somebody out there who needs the chesed, but a chesed which becomes a natural character trait of a person, that a person who says atzmoi wants to do chesed. That's the darga of ahavas chesed which Rabbeinu Shlomo showed us by creating the world. Avraham Avinu was sitting on a hot day, k'choy mayoyim. Nobody needed chesed. Nobody needed anything. Everybody was sitting at home in a tent with the air conditioning on. Nobody needed everything. Nobody was out. It was too hot to go out. But Avraham Avinu was restless. Chazal tell us the Gemara Bava Metzia that Avraham Avinu sent out Eliezer, go and look, perhaps the holders of somebody there can do chesed. Go and look over there, go to the north, go to the south, go to the east, look around. Perhaps you can do chesed. What are you looking for? Nobody needs, everybody's at home, everybody's resting from the heat. Avraham Avinu was restless. Avraham Avinu couldn't sit still. Avraham Avinu came to the darga of being a oyhev chesed. Avraham Avinu mitzad atzmoi was a person who naturally wanted to do chesed. There's nothing more that Avraham Avinu yearned to do than mitzvah chesed. There's nobody out there chesed. That's not chesed by Avraham Avinu. Chesed by Avraham Avinu was a natural trait which he yearned to do, which he couldn't live without it. Eliezer went out to look for a kala for Yitzchok. He went out with 10 avodim, the 10 gemalim, every ever to a gomel. Avodim in those days, before the civil rights, with proper servants, they knew what they had to do. And Eliezer said, there's one thing I want. The girl who will say, gamla gomalecha ashke, I won't only give you to drink, I'll give the gemalim to drink, is the girl who can come into the house of Avraham Avinu. He's got avodim. What's the tachlis of the avodim? The avodim, every ever's got his gomel, his camel. You need a young girl of 3 to go and give the gemalim to drink. Eliezer said, chesed, the darga of chesed that is needed to be able to go into the house of Avraham Avinu is not a chesed that a person doing chesed because the other person needs chesed. it's a chesed that a person mitzad atzmoy has got a natural chishek, a natural yearning to do chesed. The girl that can come into Avraham Avinu's house has to be a person who's not looking around if chesed is needed. It's somebody who's searching and yearning to do chesed. Gamla gomalecha ashka, of course you don't need it, but I want to do chesed. I've got a chesed to do chesed. So Eliezer, that's the girl who's going to go into the, who's roy to go into the house of Avraham Avinu. That's the two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, ve'afta l'recha kamaicha. There's one mitzvah that a person has to look after other people. And that will always stay a mitzvah chesed. The basic, the elementary chesed. You see somebody else is lacking something. You see somebody else needs something. You see somebody else, I've got the chance of giving to somebody else something that the other person needs. That's the basic dag of chesed. That's the mitzvah of chesed of ve'afta l'recha kamaicha. But there's a much, much higher dag of chesed. There's a chiyuv on every person, v'alachta bidrochav. A person is mechuyuv to imitate the ways of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. A person is mechuyuv to copy the Rebbeinu Shleilam. A person is mechuyuv to be mizbeinen in the drochim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Look at the Rebbeinu Shleilam and know that's the way I have to, that's the way I have to live. Mahu goymel chesed, af ato goymel chesed. Just as much the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a goymel chesed, not a goymel chesed fulfilling the needs of other people. But the Gemel Chesed of Oilam Chesed Yibonah, the Gemel Chesed of being Oyer Chesed, creating a world which wasn't needed, but just for the chance that there should be a chance for me to be able to do Chesed. There should be an obligation for me to be able to do Chesed. Creating a matter that I can do Chesed, that's the Darga of the Rebbeinu Shem. That's the mitzvah of Malach de Zachov. That's not just a Maisa mitzvah of doing Chesed, that's a Darga, a Pumius, something someone's got to work on himself and become a natural Bal Chesed or Oyer Chesed. If a person was to walk into the Beit HaMikdash and he had a look and the doors of the Heichal were open and he stood in the Ezer Yisrael and he had a look, what did he see? He saw the Oron. He saw, the Preichas. But what was the Tzura of the Preichas? Tell us Chazal, the two Badim of the Oron stuck out of the Preichas. Ketzura shel Shidaim shel Isha. The two Badim stuck out. Ketzura shel Shidaim shel Isha. Zishtet Chazal. That's by us, the Kiddush Kodshim. Ketzura shel Shadayim shel Isha. That's the Mitzvah, the Kiddush Kodshim. A woman symbolizes Chesed. She was created for one reason only. Liyos Eza Kenegdoi. Her whole creation, her whole Mitzvah, is a Mitzvah of Chesed. That was the whole reason why she was created. There's a mockum of the woman where she gives away from her Damatansis, from her own blood, to help other people, to feed children. She gives away, she's made it, she suckles children. The Shidaim Shalisha is the mocker which symbolizes the emestik of chesed, a natural trait of chesed in the Bria. There's no other mocking in the Bria where we see something which has the teva alone, which are the characteristics of the person alone wanting to do chesed. The Shidaim Shalisha is a mocking which yearns beside its own teva, beside its own Mitzias, which has the bria of it, to do chesed. A person wants to know, what is Kodesh Kodshim Meklal Yisrael? What's the highest darga Yid can come to? The highest darga Yid can come to is V'halachto Bidrochov. Go in the ways of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Lizdamo Yistakel, imitate the ways of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You want to know what are the ways of the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Become a Baal Chesed. Become a Baal Midas. Work on the Midas to become a natural Baal Chesed, which has Atzmoy. The Kodesh Kodshim showed it to us. With the Tzura of the Preiches, it showed us that Musag of being a natural Oyev Chesed. Avraham Avinu was busy hearing a shir from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And Avraham Avinu left the shir to go on the Mekayim Mitzvah Achvasa Tzorechim. What's Pshat hearing a shir from the Rebbeinu Shleilam? He was teaching a sugi in Bava Metzia. He was teaching a sugi in Bava Kama. Avraham Avinu was being mushpa from the Midis, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, who's learning what's the Rebbeinu Shleilam, how does the Rebbeinu Shleilam expect us to live, what's the Rebbeinu Shleilam expect us, how far can we go, what the Midis we have to have. The Rebbeinu Shleilam was teaching in the Midis of Alachta Bidrochov, that's Mitzad Echad. Or Mitzad Sheni, he had a mitzvah of Achnosus Orchim, but not a regular Achnosus Orchim. Not Achnosus Orchim of Ahavta Lerecha Kamoicha, Achnosus Orchim of Alachta Bidrochov, that we explained before, Achnosus Orchim, which nobody needed a chesed. But Avraham Avinu yearned to do chesed, he looked in look, to look to the chance to be able to do chesed. So the Rebbe Shem had to be Meshana the Bria and bring three malachim with the Musa Noshim so that Avraham Avinu could fulfill his natural desire to do chesed. Mitzadechot, he was the libud from the Rebbe Mishlem of Halachta B'drachav, or Mitzadcheli, he was the kium lemaisa of Halachta B'drachav. Of such hachnasa sorchim is godel hachnasa sorchim in Kabbalah Sprei Shechina, because the Kabbalah Sprei Shechina is the theory, but the hachnasa sorchim was the practical chalik of the theory of the Kabbalah Sprei Shechina. It's one vote I want to say on the parasha. Another vote I want to say on the parasha is Avram Yeshev Pesach Ha'oil. Says Rashi, an interesting Rashi. Rashi says Yeshev is written without a vav. Yoshav Ksiv, you could read it, Yoshav, he sat down, not Yeshev, he was sitting, he sat down. Bikesh Lamoid, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand. Omaloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shev, sit down. Ve'ani Amoid, and I'll stand. Ve'ato Simon of Anecha, the Remez, to your future descendants. She'osid Ani, Lisyatsev Ba'adas HaDayonim, Ve'hen Yeshvin. In the Adas HaDayonim, when there's a Dintera, the Dayonim always sit. Says the Rebbe Nishtam, they're sitting, but I'm standing. Shenema, Elokim Nitzov Ba'adas Keil. What's going on here? The Rebbe Nishtam is standing, Kadisho sitting, and Bechlau, Avraham Avinu was also a dying. Chazal tell us, Avraham Avinu was a dying. That generation, everybody came for Dinteiras, came to Avraham Avinu. So why Dafka Simon of Anecha? Why is there only a remez for your descendants? And what's wrong with Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu wasn't a good enough dying that the Rebbe Nishtam should say, in your Dinteiras, you sit and I stand. What's the difference between standing and sitting? Standing, sitting though, is a kvius. Rambam says the Gabbai Hilchos Kiddush and other different things. Sitting is a kvius. Sitting is a mokum kavua. Sitting is a person sitting in his place. Standing is there's no kvius. In a house, the balabos sits and the reach, the visitor, stands. The balabos is the kiver. The balabos sets the tone of the place. The balabos is the one who says what should happen. He's sitting. The oireach, the one who's coming to visit, who's being told what to do, who's under the instructions of the balabos, he's the one who stands. He isn't kavua. Says the Rabbeinu Shlom, when it comes to din teira, you should know. Teira lav b'shamayim hi. Like the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, the famous story, Batana shalachnoi, there's a machlekes, who's a lochalike. And the Benishim said one way, and the Dayanim, the Rabbonim, the Tanoim said a different way, and the Rabbenishim Mitzchuni Bonai said, Teira leiba shamayim hi. Whether the Din Teira is not nikva according to how I want. Even though I might have my opinion, says the Rabbenishim, I've given Teira to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Dayanim, are the ones who are there, the ones who decide the Din. When it comes to the Din Teira, I am only a visitor. You are the balabatim. You are the ones who prepare what should happen. The Mele says the Rebbeinu Shleidam, the Dayanim are sitting, and I'm standing. I'm an oireach, I'm a visitor there. I'm told what to do. The Dayanim are the ones who prepare, they're the balabatim. Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil. When there's a din Torah, says the Rebbeinu Shleidam, I stand and you sit, because I'm told, according to your psak, how to act and what the halacha is. That's the din Torah. When did that happen? When did it come such a matter that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael to such an extent that they became the balabatim of the Torah? That only happened b'shas Kabbalah Satayah, b'shas Matan Torah. That only happened when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu was Meirid Torah Lamata. The Rishon brought the Torah down. They knew the Torah before that as well. Kol HaTorah Kula Avraham Avinu knew, and he taught it to his children and taught it to Klal Yisrael. There was no problem. Moshe Rabbeinu also knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Knowing the halachas, Klal Yisrael knew the halachas. But there was a new, something new happened b'shas Kabbalah HaTorah. Klal Yisrael was given the Torah. Giving the Torah means to say, so that Rebbe Nishtayim, from now on, you're the balabatim and the oireach. On a mela, I stand in the interior, you sit. But that was only b'shas Kabbalah HaTorah. So the Rebbe Nishtayim, Ram Avinu, even though you're a dying, but you haven't yet come to the matana that I'm going to give to your children. Remez the bonecho. It's a remez the bonecho. That your children of Mitzvah Hashem, they'll come to a dagger that I'm going to give them the Torah. And they're going to be the balabat of the Torah. And when it comes to the Torah, it's going to be a matzav that I'm standing and they're sitting. And look in Mitzvah Badaskel, because they're the balabatim on the Torah.